I'm in the Tate Modern's Turbine Hall with Winnie.
Hello.
And we are listening to the latest Turbine Hall installation, which is, it's quite a VI-friendly one, this, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all audio.
So they have this great space at the Turbine Hall, which in the past has been filled with slides, most memorably. I quite enjoyed that.
A playground slide.
Yeah, they were they ran down from the top of the top gallery, in sort of big curly-whirly slidey things.
And did it go down onto some water?
No, just onto a mat at the bottom. It was meant to show the more fun side of life combined with the utilitarian need for escape or some other such thing. And they also had the crack in the floor. Everyone remembers the crack, of course, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. But now they have these speakers dotted around the Turbine Hall, which seem to be whispering in our ears, or even filling our heads.
But none of the things really make sense.
Well, it depends what sense is, really.
Yeah, you have to interpret it yourself.
Or do you need to interpret it, or do you just absorb it?
You absorb it, and then you can make your own translation of it. So it's, you know, individual.
And do you think you do that with each individual sound, or do you do it with the form as a whole?
Whatever catches your ears.
Whatever captures my ears. Nobody's capturing my ears.
They're mine.
Not physically.
But ideas, of course.
I see.
Certain words or certain sounds will capture your attention more than the others, and therefore you would start analysing, what could that be?
It's true.
So, in particular,
unfortunately, this is not in stereo, so you're not getting the full effect, but off to my left is somebody going, it sounds basically like, did you ever watch the film of the BFG?
Can't remember.
You can't remember? Roald Dahl's BFG, and they had the horrible giants there, and they made sounds like, and those sound to me like the horrible giants.
So you're starting to make your own interpretation by acknowledging a particular sound out of all the other sounds and making your own interpretation and analysis.
So maybe I shouldn't be doing that. Maybe I should be accepting the fact that there is this whispering sound off to the left, but equally there is the sound of monks chanting in the background and of 100 voices whispering.
As monk sounds.
Monk sounds,
yeah,
yes.
So you're still, you know, making your own interpretation, regardless if you're intending to or not.
So do you think it's possible not to interpret it?
I don't think to absorb it? I don't think it's not possible to not interpret it.
You don't think it's not possible not to interpret it?
I think it's impossible to not
interpret it. That would be a triple negative, I believe.
No, it would be impossible to not interpret it, unless if you're just purely just walking past it.
Impossible to not interpret it.
Yeah. Because you've already made two statements, that's your interpretation.
It is, it's true. Yep.
That's the whole beauty of art. There's no right or wrong answers.
That's it.
It's just your understanding and how you relate to it.
Well, thank you, Winnie.
Yeah. That's the whole beauty of performing arts and analysing art.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Do you think we'd count this as being performing arts, given that it's just playing, but obviously somebody performed it in the first place?
Yeah. And you're analysing it.
And I'm analysing it, yeah.
It's called performing arts analysis.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's good. Mm. It's getting louder.
Yeah.
It's slightly scary.
It's probably going into your head.
It's like those films, you know, those sort of historical reconstructions of Roman era or something, you know. You can imagine this person crawling along the ground.
You're getting very creative with your own interpretation of this, and I'm quite happy.
Are you?
Because you never believed me when I said you can make your own analysis and interpretation.
No, it wasn't that I didn't believe you. I said myself. But that you know, I questioned whether we must interpret it or whether we just absorb it. And so I wasn't saying that we don't.
Yeah,
do
but
that.
You've inter-
I was throwing the question.
You've interpreted after observing, absorbing.
But could you absorb? Could you absorb after interpreting it? Is the question.
You might.
You might.
Yeah.
Should we move further down the hall?
Yeah.
Go on, Jerry, find the way.
Then we'll find somewhere
to go. Yeah, probably not in here. It reminds me of some Pink Floyd tracks. The voices.
Oh. It is desireless. Falsely desireless. He unable to arouse his satisfaction. He unable to desire his needs. He proceeds into the gap of his fulfillment. His relief lacking the task of human companionship.
Couldn't agree more. Whatever.
Art can be in so many different levels.
About 8 levels in the case of the tape model.
Not in terms of interest.
I know, I'm joking, you nana.
You numpty.
Quite like this one off to the left.
We hate. That's like a granny.
Thanks. You like it, and we like it.
Yeah.
Back. Yeah, it's in the background. I wonder if it's playing in the background of all of them.
They'll talk to me. I'll listen to them. I'll talk to them. They'll listen to me. They'll talk to you. You'll listen to them. You'll talk to them. They'll listen to you. They'll talk to us. We'll listen to them. We'll talk to them. They'll listen to us. They'll talk to you. You'll listen to them. You'll talk to them. They'll listen to you.
Well, that's good. Everybody's listening.
I'll listen to them. I'll talk to them.
Everywhere? Your way, okay.
You'll talk to them. I'll listen to them. I'll talk to you.
Tell me what you notice between the two voices.
I'm about to sneeze.
I'll talk. Listen to the two voices and see what you can hear.
you talk to them. They don't listen to you. They don't talk to us. We don't listen to them.
Well, she sounds like she's falling asleep. Sounds like me when I've got home after a day at work.
No, but if you hear the content of what them two are saying.
They'll talk to you.
We'll
listen.
We'll talk to them. They'll listen to you. They'll talk to you.
I know, it sounds the same.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh.
They're echoing each other.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me that there was some kind of... some kind of subtle difference.
You know, but they're saying a slightly different way.
Yeah.
I'll listen.
If we get it right in the middle.
Right.
I've had enough listening.
You see, the guy is sort of saying, you will talk to them, they'll listen to you.
Yeah.
She says, I'll talk to them and they'll listen to you, to me.
Yes.
It's like the opposite saying of what the other person is saying.
They'll talk to you, you'll listen to them.
She's not saying anything now. Oh, now she's saying the same. It's the same track, I think. It was the same
But then sometimes
script.
They say it differently.
I think they just have synced.
No, but isn't, do you understand? It's sort of deliberate. Yeah, so sometimes they turn it around.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only one out of them, these. Kind of echoes each other.
Oh, he's now sighing.
Hmm.
That's interesting. So they've kept a lot of the sort of background sounds in there as well.
Mm. So, yeah, so they're kind of mirroring what each other are saying.
So if we just walk back up the hall.
I'll
interesting, you have to be standing in exactly the right spot.
Yeah, it's okay, clearly, yeah.
Yeah. In the background, yeah, it's true. That was wonderful. I'm just going to stop there, stop this recording.